Memphis's original sports station. We are Sports 56, WHBQ Memphis and W253 DF Memphis.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Friday, everybody. And I'm fired up because you know what? We get to talk about them ponies. We got golf. We got NBA basketball. I can't believe I haven't even talked about a little playoff basketball. Can you believe it? It's because last night, you know, it was the first time we didn't have playoff basketball in so long. And just, you know me, I'm a prisoner of the moment. But I'm fired up. We had the NFL schedule release. But I'm looking forward to learning about the ponies. I was wondering, do y'all got my man Alan Nosey back there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. First and foremost, Alan, how are you? I know you've been a very, very busy man. What's been going on in your life? How is the Derby and how's everything going today?
I'm doing good. I'm in Oxford. I actually went down over to West Point, Mississippi, and my nephew plays for the Oxford Chargers, and they had their spring game against West Point that's won 13 state championships since 1982, and Oxford pulled up at 21-20 last night. So that was kind of big for the spring game, and then I came up to Oxford, and I'm checking on the cattle and getting ready to head to Southland to bet on the Black Eyed Susan and the Preakness. Then I'm going from there to Real Foot Lake up around Tiptonville, Tennessee, and tomorrow I'm fishing in the Lions Club Brim Bash.
Ooh.
So I do have a pretty,
man, you've got
a
busy week.
Little fundraiser for the Lions Club of Lake County.
Damn, man. So, you're always doing nice stuff, bro. I appreciate that. Now,
well,
I need to make some
Derby,
money.
You have to kind of decompress after that four-day music festival. And we did manage to empty 8 of the 10 kegs by Sunday morning. And I think my buddy Grant Forrester and Rick and them finished the other two off that week. So I think all 10 were emptied.
Now, that sounds like a, yeah, that does take a little decompressing, doesn't it? A little drying out.
Drying out, it would be a good term for it.
Got to wring your liver a little bit.
Yeah.
Drink some
milk.
When the
liver light comes on, it's time to get back to nature out in the fresh air. But no, we had a good Derby. I had a little bit on Golden Tempo. The trainer actually came over to the party, I believe Thursday night. And
you got to chatting with him.
So that Derby was the first female trainer to win the Kentucky Derby. Cherie DeVoe.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
And we could have the first female trainer to win the Preakness this week. So we've got a lot of history that could be made.
And which horse are you talking about? Like, is it one of the favorites, like Taj Mahal or?
Taj Mahal is trained by Brittany Russell, who I've known Brittany for probably 15 years, back when she was a Gallup girl and then an assistant. She has done very, very well for herself. Her husband, Sheldon Russell, is riding the horse. And, it definitely is going to be in the mix at 5-1. Taj Mahal will be one that we'll be using.
I saw that.
So that
he
was set up really neat for a showdown at the Belmont. You could have a female trainer that won the Derby and the first female trainer to win the Preakness having a showdown in the Belmont. So that's kind of your story horses there.
So right now, Taj Mahal kind of is like right now the rooting favorite because of it would be two in a row. And one thing I did see about Taj Mahal, 3 career starts, 3 wins.
Yeah.
In fact,
you know, this is an interesting Preakness because a lot of people may not realize it's not at Pimlico. So normally, I think this is the 151st Preakness, and usually it's at Pimlico Racecourse. Well, they have moved it to Laurel, which is not far. It's still in Maryland because they tore down the grandstand at hopefully they'll have it back, move it back to Pimlico here. I don't know if they'll get it back next year or the next, but there's a lot of questions about the Preakness's future. I mean, there'll always be a race, but maybe what track is it at? I mean, there's some talk that it could end up in Virginia at Colonial Downs. You know, it may stay at Laurel. But it's an interesting race. There's 14 horses going in it, but there's only, I believe, 3 horses in it that ran in the Kentucky Derby. So the race is pretty wide open.
This is like, is this something that new we're going to start seeing? Because, again, remember everybody used to, it felt like, you know, they might skip, you know, the one in the middle.
This is the second year in a row that the owners and the trainers have opted to skip the Preakness. The Derby winner has opted to skip the Preakness when there's nothing wrong with the horse that the public knows about, simply because they believe a 2-week turnaround is just too fast now. I mean, years ago, they used to run horses a lot more often than they do now. And, you know, there's evidently some soundness issues. But I think you're going to see somewhere down the road where they stretch out the time between the Derby and the Preakness and the Belmont to get the same horses running. You know, to me, I don't know why they couldn't. You know, if they're going to do it a month apart. Do the first Saturday in May, the first Saturday in June, the first Saturday, and run the Belmont on the 4th of July or something.
I actually did that, bro.
Yeah, to give it spread out.
Alan Nosey for president.
Racing commissioner, but
racing commissioner. I couldn't think what they're
going. I do think with 2 years, the owners and trainers skipping, that will maybe be a catalyst to see some changes coming in the future. But as I said, we've got 14 horses. I mean, the only 3 that ran in the Derby was Osceola, which is, I guess that's how you pronounce it, which is a maiden, which means it hadn't even won a race, but it ran 3rd in the Kentucky Derby. Robusta ran in the Derby. And then I think the only other one in there was Incredible. It ran the Derby. Great White was entered in the Derby, but that's the one that flipped going to the gate. And if a horse flips and its back touches the ground or any other, you know, part of it and its hooves or whatever, that's an automatic gate scratch.
So, why is that? I've never understood that. Could you help walk me through why is that? Is that like because the horse might be injured?
Well, you know, they just don't want to, you know, if the jockey is
a wild
horse.
If they
throw the jockey and the horse doesn't go down, they can put the jockey back on. But if the horse flips over in the paddock or in the post parade, it's a state bet scratch because you don't know if the horse has hurt something. I mean, they can kind of watch him there, but you still, it's a safety precaution because you hate to have a horse flip over and then you put it in the gate and then 100 yards out of the gate it pulls up, you know, with an injury. So that's kind of why they do that. But I think it's a wide open race tomorrow. I'm going to go with I got 5 horses picked out here that I'll use in the super boxes. And, you know, we'll kind of go from there. And then the Black Eyed Susan is today. There's some local connections with the Black Eyed Susan. The 3, Holly Holiday, one of the ownership groups in it is from Arkansas. Lance Gassaway is in on that, who won the Kentucky Derby with Mystic Dan 2 years ago. He's a cotton farmer from down around Star City Gould area in Arkansas, so of course, I'll be cheering for them, and I think they've got a shot to hit the board, if not to win the race. So that's always good to have kind of some local flair in these
races. I like a little local flavor, and I also like Holiday because it makes me think of Holiday Inn, and that's a local flavor.
Yeah. Memphis, that's right. Kimmins Wilson.
Holiday.
I'll give you what I'm going with in the Black Eyed Susan, which is a sister race to the Preakness, and they do have a Black Eyed Susan Preakness 2-day bet, like a daily double, or parlay, or however y'all want to call it.
Yeah.
On there. But I've got 5 horses that I'm using for the super boxes in there, and we'll start out with the number 3, Holly's Holiday, trained by Kenny McPete, and that's the one that my friends over in Arkansas are on part of. She's 6-1. That's the three horse. I'm going to use the 9 AP Girl at 5-1. I'm going to use the 10 My Miss Mo. So that's the top three that I'll use. So I'll use all three of those over my Preakness horses. And then the other two horses that I'll use to fill out my 10-cent super boxes and stuff will be the 7 horse, Jumping the Gun at 3-1, which is probably going to end up being the favorite, or My Miss Mo. And then 5, Breaking Papa, 7-2. So those are the 5 that I'm going to use in the cat season. Sir?
I said I know a few young ladies who know a lot about Breaking Papa.
So you got AP Girl, you got Holly Holiday, AP Girl, My Miss Mo, Jumping the Gun, and Breaking Papa. That's a good 5 there to use in your
a good holiday with the girl, drinking a Miss Mosa, and then you're going to jump the gun, and then you're going to break Papa.
Yeah. So I think
that sounds like a spring break.
My 2 top will be Holly's Holiday and AP Girl. And really, I look at My Miss Mo, but those 3 are the ones I'll use in the Preakness. I mean, in the Black Eyed Susan Preakness double.
The Black Eyed Susan. All right. Now, that goes at what time again today?
Around 5 o'clock, I believe.
5 o'clock. Get ready to ride them. 2 minutes of pure pleasure.
Black Eyed Susan is the official drink of the Preakness.
It is a drink, and it is
It's got
gross.
1 ounce bourbon, 1 ounce vodka, 2 ounces
don't forget
of orange
the nasty
juice,
part.
And sweet and sour mix, I believe. They're pretty good. Mikey Brewer really liked them when we were up there at the Preakness.
See, I just don't like sour mix, and I know you're going to be like, John, do you drink margaritas? Nah, not really. I'll drink some tequila. And I drink a lot of Tito's, but I just am not a big sour mix dude. And I know you put a little bit of, what is it, that amaretto's that goes in there to kind of sweeten it up?
Peach schnapps is the other. So it's,
peach
it's
schnapps
bourbon,
is what it is.
Vodka, peach schnapps, orange juice, and sour mix.
Yeah, Tito's and water. I hydrate. Why get a little liquored up?
It's hard to beat Tito's and club soda, my friend.
Oh, yes, sir. That is my good friend Alan Nose here. You ready to rock and fire on what we're going to do with the Preakness? Because I need
yes, sir.
Money.
Yes, sir. So here we go. On the Preakness. My 2 top picks, well, my 3 that I really like that I'll use in the double is going to be 12, Incredible, trained by Riley Mott. This horse ran in the Derby, and it's 5-1. The other horse that I like in there is the 1 that we talked about, Taj Mahal, that's trained by Brittany Russell, ridden by her husband Sheldon Russell. This is going to be your story horse, and she's got a live shot. I think this horse has really got a shot to win, so you can see history in the making there, and that could set up for a big showdown. So Taj Mahal is the 1. And then the other one that I like for the win in here, and it's a long shot, and a couple of buddies of mine have told me about it, and I've kind of got to looking at it. And it's the 7, and the name of it is The Hell We Did. And it's 15-1.
The Hell We Did.
So those are
my top
3.
Man, that horse must have been hard to break.
Yeah. So those are the top 3.
It's like my first wife.
Yeah. And then I'll round out for the super boxes. I'll go with the 8, which is Bull by the Horn, and May is National Beef Month, so I do like that one, and I do like the horse at 30-1. I think that's one that could jump up your trifecta payout, superfecta payout. And then the 10, Napoleon Solo, is 8-1. So the 5 horse box that I'll use is a 12, 1, 7, 8, 10.
One more time for our wonderful listeners and me who writes very slow.
12, 1, 7, 8, 10.
Bingo! Oh, I'm so glad. Nosy, do me a favor. Have a beautiful day. I hope I see you soon in Oxford, man. Now that my kids have graduated.
Yeah, we gotta get ready.
Got 2 graduates
from
there.
Gonna have a big big football season here. I think Oxford, the Chargers, and the Rebels will have a big season. Are you down at the barbecue festival?
Oh no, man! I'm not down there this year. I kind of ain't gonna lie to you. I've been working a lot, coming off a broken foot and an ankle. I took off this year because I'm kind of busy, but I'm down here at Banger's Pickleball in South Haven, Mississippi, over at Snowden Grove Lane, bro. Have you ever been there? Have you been to Banger's Pickleball?
I have not, so I'll check it out.
Dude, but I'm going to tell you, you know why you're going to love it? I want to tell you
my
quick thing.
In Oxford that have the Rebel Roaster Review barbecue team, they're down there on Tiger Lane. They're competing in the ribs this year, and they were the 1994, they won the whole thing, I believe, in 1994. Rebel Roaster Review, led by Ross Capwell out of Oxford, Mississippi, originally from the 901, but he's moved. He went to Ole Miss and moved down to Oxford, but I wish them a big, they've been doing it a long time. They're doing the ribs. I wish them a lot of luck. These guys are getting older up there, a little long in the tooth.
Man, Alan, do me a favor. Have a blessed one. I love you for coming on. I hope everybody's doing well. I'll make sure that the boys back there clip that junt and send it to you.
We'll
send it out
we'll
to
be back
my
3 weeks
homies.
For the Belmont, so we'll see what we got.
The Belmont. Man, hopefully we get a big fat win this weekend and we have a whole lot of money. We can just all fly up there and party.
All right. Well, you get well and
be
we'll
blessed.
Talk to you later.
Later, Alan. Be blessed, man. That's Alan Nosey. He's a baller shot
Thank
caller. And now, again, to remind you, I'm out here at Banger's Pickleball, where it is not only just pickleball, there is ping pong. There is, oh, my gosh, what's it where you throw in the box? It's got a cornhole. They got cornhole. I couldn't think.
It's a
like
box.
Cornhole. It's like a box. You throw it in the box. No, you know what cornhole is. Because remember the story on Hardenwood where the professional cornhole player with no arms and no legs, was able to, like, drive a car.
Now you got a murder charge.
Yeah, man, that's crazy, bro.
And
like, this guy.
My guy Trav is like a semi, I won't say semi, we might say he's a professional cornhole guy on his own terms, you know. He got the cornhole board set up at the crib. He's talking about bringing it to Harden House, so I don't know. You know, we might have a little
man,
extra
Man, tell him to bring it on. But I will tell you, if you go straight down Getwell, if you're in Memphis, all you do is drive down Getwell to Goodman Road. You take a left, you take your first right, then a right on there, and it's Banger's Pickleball. Now, I told you how it's like a pro joint. Like, it looks pro, it is pro, it's class act. It's got a better bar than any bar I've been into in Memphis, period. It's got gazebos outside, ping pong, cornhole, outdoor courts, indoor courts, classes, drinks, food, you name it, they got it. And guess what? They got a pro. They got a pro. I got a question. Mr. Douglas. Is that Mr. Douglas Walker? Douglas Walker, welcome to the program. How's life treating you?
Life is treating me good.
So you're an actual pro pickleball player.
Yes, I play on the amateur circuit.
Tell me something, man. In all honesty, how old were you when you started playing?
To be honest, I started maybe 5 years ago.
Dead gummit, you give me hope, dude. I'm going pro, y'all.
Like I'm 36 years old, so I really didn't pick up a pallet till like I was like 30. But you know, I played a lot of tennis. I played college tennis at Mississippi State.
Oh, I bet that helps.
Oh, it definitely helped. The transition from tennis to pickleball.
And the racket and the wiffle ball and everything. But let me tell you something. If you can serve in tennis, I could not serve in tennis. That's the hardest thing to do,
that was
bro.
My biggest thing.
You were dominating it?
I relied on my serve a lot in tennis.
I went out there a couple of times, and I gave it up because I couldn't get the ball. When it would go over the net, it would either go, like, past the thing, and then you have to hit it, or it would go, like, it hit it between the line. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, I hate this game, or it'd be in the wrong. So I quit. Never played it again. Stuck with baseball and football. But man, 2 years ago, my buddy Matt called me up, never played pickleball, not a tennis player, wasn't into it, says, come on to a pickleball tournament, my partner's sick. I was like, what? I was like, I don't even know how to play. He's like, I'll explain it to you, it's simple. I was like, dude, I'm going to get you killed. He's like, no, it's easy. No, it's not. I found out, because we got worked by somebody my parents' age. I'm 48, and they're about 60. Dang, they might be 70 now.
That sounds
about
right.
They worked me. They ran me. They dinked me. They shorted me. I didn't understand the game. Now, though, I have a pickleball court in my backyard. I fell in love with the game. I play it all the time. Everybody comes over in my backyard, and we play. No more. My man Matt Hale, my wife's coming down here at 1 o'clock. This is pickleball on another level. Have you seen any, like, facility realistically this nice? I know you've been on the circuit. I've never seen anything like this.
I mean, I've seen places like Chicken and Pickle, which is, like, more like in the St. Louis area and more western. But down in this area in the south, you really ain't seen a facility like this. You know, we are one of a kind to even consider to put a restaurant inside of it.
Which, like, the restaurant, it's the one thing to have a restaurant, but it's also, it needs to be a good restaurant.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
All I know is y'all's owners, like Ricky Hall, Scott Gill, Mary, they got everything right. That's the most beautiful bar I've ever seen.
Right.
And then, this food's fire.
And it's funny how I met them. So I was giving Mary her kids lessons. I didn't know who they were. They just wanted, they asked about coaches and I coached around. So they asked for lessons. Like, hey, you know, we're about to open a pickleball facility. Would you like to be a part of it? I was like,
now,
absolutely.
You're like, absolutely.
I guess a dream come true to
do something, you love, yeah, and actually make a living from it. Exactly. My question, though, is when she told you, like, listen, I got the whole spiel on the telephone.
Yeah.
But until you walk in, you really don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, did you know it was going to be this nice?
Man, I got brought on right when they started building it. So it was, like, just to think, like, 2-3 years ago, there was nothing here. It was just an empty lot. And just to see that it got built from scratch, it was like we was able to turn it into something that.
And the fact it was built for scratch,
yeah.
I noticed how everything is made perfectly.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, y'all have TVs everywhere. You have pickleball courts everywhere, ping pong. You got gazebos, bars outside, bars inside, restaurants, a private pickleball lesson class, like over there where you can go in there and, like, man, this is, and it's also a hangout place.
It is.
You play a few games, then you go and you sit down and you talk to other pickleballers and just kind of shoot the, hey, what y'all do this week, man? How you been? What's been going on? I like, that's all about me. I'm hanging out with people, camaraderie. But I have to ask you right now, who's the best player up here right now, not named you,
like,
Mr.
Like in
Douglas?
This facility?
Yeah. Who's like you been seeing? No. That comes
area.
Up here. Like, who's the guy that I'm trying to avoid? Besides you.
I say it's a girl, actually.
Really?
Yeah. And I want to say her name is Madison. She works at 901 in Memphis. You know, she comes down here a lot and plays. She's a really good player. Like,
well, my pride would be shattered.
Oh, but you'll be surprised how finesse women are at playing this sport than we are. You know, when the guys is out there, it's more
trying to crush.
It's aggressive where the ladies
they're
are more
dinking
finesse
and dropping and making you run.
Exactly. You know, but just in this building facility, I'll say my partner David, he's out there playing now. We play in a lot of tournaments together.
I would say that whole group right there has been tearing it up all morning.
Oh, yeah, they have.
They don't play.
They have. They play hard.
Yeah.
And one thing about this pickleball community is so welcoming. Not how, you know, I mean, I'm not the crap on tennis communities, but, you know, if you're not
a
certain
bougie
level,
they don't
want to play with you. But, like, this is the one sport that I saw where the old can play with the young, and everybody can get along, and it's still a competitive game, and it's still a competitive sport.
That's one thing that will surprise people. It is something for the whole family because I played with my daughters. My dad, ain't going to lie to you, he ain't got it no more. Dog, he was terrible. But my mom's still doing good. She played with Chaz. And, again, I have, like, my cousins, nephews, a bunch of 18-year-old kids who want to come over there and work Uncle John. They come over at 5 o'clock and they find out, you know. They mess around and they find out.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just, it's one of those things, again, it is depending on your personality, but like I get competitive.
Yeah.
But man, you play a few games, you get that out of you, and then when it's over, you're like, man, and then I love the fact that I can walk right off a pickleball court
and go have a drink,
sit down at a bar, have a drink, and order me some food. I don't have to go cut no grass. My wife doesn't have a honey to do list on the counter for me. She's right there, by the way, looking at me ugly. But yeah, man, I just think it's awesome. Now tell me about Bangers 101.
So Bangers 101 is just it's a free introductory class. It's free to the public. Anybody can join. This is just for people that want to learn the game and just want to get a head start on it. You know, a lot of people want to play pickleball but don't necessarily know what to do or the rules.
Oh, trust me, I didn't. And then I learned.
And so, you know, we decided to be like, hey, let's just make it free to the public just to introduce people to the game. Because once they play, they're going to get addicted and they're going to love it.
Y'all got something special, it looks like, coming up. This Dinkin' Ain't Easy.
Right. So Dinkin' Ain't Easy is for people that not sure about the membership but don't play as much. So Dinkin' Ain't Easy, you get eight open play passes for like $65. It don't expire. You can use your punches whenever you want to. This is just for the people that's like, I'm not sure about the membership. I don't play as much, but I play enough. I don't play enough to get a membership, but I play enough just to come and play.
So I have a feeling, though, that's
genius. So this has
been
a real seller so far.
I was going to say, I think that's genius for two reasons. One, they're going to end up loving the game, but even if they just kind of like the game, they're going to like all the people up here who are all hanging out. Because I don't think you understand. It is almost like a community. It's like, remember Cheers back in the day when everybody watched? Everybody knows your name. Like, Sam ain't working. He's old. But the bar is really nice. But the feel is what I'm saying. Everybody's like, hello. Everybody's waving. Right. And the owners are super nice. Like, Rick, Scott, and Mary have been nothing but a blessing. The public relations young lady, Ashley.
Yeah.
She is absolutely on top of her game well. And the thing with all the TVs and the sound that y'all have built in this bad boy, that's second to none.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who did all that, but that's real work because I know a little bit of something about that.
Yeah.
And the thing is also not only do you do it like you can be old, you can be young. Y'all got a summer's camp?
We got a summer's camp. So when we first opened, we did a tester on the kids' camp during spring break, and it was such a huge success. Like, we had, like, over 20 kids.
Nice.
For the spring break camp. So it was like, hey, they were asking about summer camps, and it was like, let's get to work and put one together.
And let me just tell you something. You're also I got two daughters and four grandkids. I like my grandkids Friday through Sunday, and then they have to go home. But what I was going to say is, you know, like, parents, their kids now off all summer, they still got to work. And you're like, man, what are they going to do? How about get them over here at summer camp with Bangers Pickleball, ages 5 through 13?
Yep.
It's 9 a.m. to noon, Monday through Friday. Get your kid out off of his little telephone or what do they play now, PlayStation,
Roblox, all these.
Oh, God. That's that little thing that's ridiculous, and they asked me for $20 for a little bitty character who's going to buy accessories.
Yes, my son asks for it all the time, and I'll be like, really?
Yeah, dude, I remember that one. My good friend Anthony saying his son Gabe loves Robux. Every time, that's all he asks for. But, man, that's really cool. So you got all these things going on. Now, what if you have somebody who just, I'm not going to play pickleball. Why would I come up here?
The vibe.
The vibe is a great answer.
The vibe. If you want a good sports vibe, this would be the place for you. You know, there's no place that gives off this vibe. It gives like a Top Golf kind of vibe out here.
Oh, I like that.
Besides Bangers Pickleball. We are the Top Golf of pickleball.
I like that, actually. That's really nice. And the thing is, y'all need, like, people need to check out y'all social media pages and everything, too, because they have all kinds of stuff going on. And, like, again, summer camps going on. They do moms and mimosas on Like, shoot, that already happened. That
yeah,
was
that
night.
Happened this past, like, last
But
Saturday.
every single month, y'all are setting up something different. I saw whiskey and wine tasting. That was only $25.
It was
food.
A great turnout.
Goodness gracious.
You know, because we got the event space upstairs.
Upstairs,
and they don't have to. It has nothing to do with pickleball. It's just a time to just come.
But you can
relax.
Look down and watch them, and exactly. You can drink your drinks and sit at the bar and enjoy life. I'm telling you. If you don't know anything about pickleball, you're definitely going to want to know. Come out here and take a Bangers 101. Please take a Bangers 101 class and kind of, I don't know how to explain it, man. It's just like a fever, bro.
It is.
You know?
It is.
Once you get a taste of it, all you do is want more and more and more and more. And my wife is out here now, and, like, I'm not going to lie to you, she doesn't do anything athletic. She never wants to play. She didn't want to golf. She doesn't want to do anything. Pickleball, though, I took her out back, and she's like, I don't want to do this. Now she's out there playing every time we're out there.
Every
In
time.
Fact, now she's annoyed when she doesn't get picked.
Really?
Like, in one of the first couple games. She'll be like, don't forget about me over here. Like, I'm telling you, man, you might think there's no way in the world you would like it, but I guarantee you will end up loving it. And you will love Bangers Pickleball. It's very simple. 6787 Snow Lane. I'm in Memphis. A lot of my people that listen to me in Memphis. If you are in East Memphis area, it is so simple. Straight down, get well. All the way to Goodman. Left. First right. It is that simple. 6787 Snowden Lane. If you're one of those people who has to put it in your GPS. Do me a favor, y'all. Don't touch that dial. We're going to come back. We got wood. We got funny stories. And we got a gamble. We got basketball tonight, baby. I'm going to tell you who's going to win and why. Don't touch the dial. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Be sure to download our Hub 901 app for instant access to Sports 56 and all the Flynn Broadcasting stations from anywhere. Go to the App Store and get the Hub 901 app today.
4.9-liter V8, 0 to 60, and I'm about to find out.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Do me a favor, people. Make sure that you enjoy your life. You know, the summer's starting. Everybody knows, oh, man, basketball. Grizzlies are out. Wah, wah, wah. Man, baseball games are a little bit hot, man. I like to get a little bit hot and sweaty. But not when I'm sitting around just, like, sitting. You know what I mean? But if you want to get, like, a little hot and a little sweaty, they got outdoor courts down here at Bangers Pickleball. If you want to stay inside with the air conditioning and look like you're a professional, hang out at their indoor courts. They have private lessons. The cool thing about Bangers Pickleball, though, it's not just like a place to play pickleball. There's so much more at Bangers than pickleball. You have an event, it feels like, every night. You have wine tastings, whiskey tastings. They have trivia, mahjong. They have a summer camp for your little ones, 5 through 13, that's getting ready to start. They also got a new package that's called the Dinkin' Ain't Easy. If you don't know much about pickleball, you're a little worried, come on here and take a Bangers 101 class. Get you a little Dinkin' Ain't Easy. That is 8 open play sessions. It is simply $65. Bing, bang, boom. No membership required. You can kind of feel yourself. And by the way, I haven't been to a bar with my wife and not spend at least $100. I don't even remember. She's always spending and buying something. But there's always something really special. And I'll tell you, my friend Ashley, you've been here since the beginning, correct?
Since the beginning of us being open, yes.
Unbelievable. Now, since you've been here, I know you've pretty much taken on many roles. Tell us, everybody, what it is that exactly you're doing out here.
Here at Bangers, I am the marketing event manager. I am the one where if you're wanting to come out and have a big company party, or if you're wanting to know a little bit more about memberships.
Company party. Hold on. Back up.
Yes.
This is great. Flynn, are you listening to me? Dr. Flynn, where you at, bro? Company party. This is a great idea. So you do stuff like that where you bring in like a company appreciation day, and they bring in all their employees and teach them pickleball.
Absolutely.
And get to get competitive.
Yes.
Actually, I think it's great if you're a manager. I can find out who's a baller and who's competitive up in my office.
Oh, yes. Y'all need to come on out, because upstairs we have a whole meeting room, big old space upstairs with a bar, and then a lot of people like CentOS, for example, they had the meeting upstairs, webinar, then they came down and they did activities down here. And it was the coolest thing in the world.
And you have everything capable, by the way. That's the truth. Like, you can do anything in here.
Yes, I mean, audio.
Audio, visual, you name it, they've got it. They are. This place was built from scratch.
Yes.
And it was built perfectly. The bar is, I mean, this is something that nobody tried to refurbish and make it into something.
It's one of a kind.
It was built from the ground to be a pickleball experience. Also give people a place to go. I like going to the bar some days.
Yeah.
But I can promise you one thing. I feel a hell of a lot better when I work out.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Like, get out there and dink a little bit.
Yeah, get out there, get your heart rate, get a little workout in, and then come out there and talk to like-minded people like you and sit down at the bar, meet different people. You got ping pong tables for the kids out there. I saw that.
We do.
And what's the
cornhole.
Thank you.
Yes.
Did you hear me
Not
earlier
the box
trying
the
to
figure yes,
yeah,
out?
I was like, dead gummit. Why do I?
I was like, where is it? Yeah, I need to tell him it's cornhole.
Oh, Lord. Cornhole. The only thing I remember about cornhole is Dalton. Do you know who Dalton is?
Dalton who?
Dalton was a professional cornhole player. He was born with no arms and no legs.
Oh, I do know.
You know who that is?
I know who you're talking about, yes.
Did you know that, like, there were three able-bodied people when he was driving last time?
No.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I know he can play cornhole.
He used to ride. What he would do is when I would travel the world and run these events, he actually, what is the thing where you just roll on wheels?
Oh, yeah, he has the
That's
little.
That's what he would use to go around. Mm-hmm.
Man, well, he was driving like a Ford SUV, and unfortunately, he's not. He's in prison.
Yes, I heard about that and seen it. And, of course, you know, I get all those kinds of questions because people know I used to travel the world running those events.
I did. I mean, that was the craziest story I've ever heard in my entire life. But don't you have to worry. Dalton's locked away. He's not going to be out here playing cornhole, but I will see a lot of kids this summer because, again, the kids' camp that you have, is this something that you created?
It's not something that I created, but, it's you know, the ideas are out there for sure. Up here, I think we are a team. We all come up with certain things and we figure out how to make it happen.
Oh, I like that team.
Just like our outside, it's like a, I tell everyone, it's a resort without the lazy river. If only we had a lazy river.
That's kind of what Darian
said. Amazing. Really? Same
I
thing.
I mean, you got gazebos, you got places to sit outside,
yeah,
sun,
cabanas,
turf
for cornhole.
The indoor place is all cool. I love those big fans, by
yes.
the way. They just work.
And the fire pits. Can't forget about the fire
pits. I was wondering, is that what they are in the back
yes.
corner over there?
The ping pong fire pits
uh-huh.
are all in the back corner over there. Yep.
Man, fire pits, ping pong, get your tail over here.
Cabanas with TVs, lounge, and fans.
And I will say, the place is one of a kind.
Yes,
I know, I guarantee you, I might be sitting here kind of like bloviating.
Yes, you can change TV cabanas. Now they're working on getting all those connected, but you can still hear the speakers and the radio out there right now as we speak.
Oh, all the peeps outside chilling. She's coming in here
yeah.
to get her a little drink. Hey, sweetie. See, that's what I love about this
mm-hmm.
place. All ages.
Yes, all ages.
Now, the one thing I didn't ask you, because I haven't eaten here, and I'm going to eat here. My wife's getting ready to order some food.
Yeah.
Get us some stuff. What do you think I should get?
So we have a special seasonal menu going on right now,
oh,
and
sweet.
The wrap, I had the BLT wrap yesterday. It was really good with a side of tater tots. It has avocado in it, bacon, lettuce, cheese. I mean, to me, with that, I would check out that menu, and that's the go-to for me. And
I love it.
The sliders, if you're a burger person. The sliders, you can pick any burger of choice on the menu, and the Slam Jam slider is pretty phenomenal.
Slam Jam.
So if you're wanting healthy or not healthy, there's some options right there.
It is your decision,
mm-hmm.
Ashley. Tell the last people goodbye, because I know you have work to do.
Yes, I got a little bit of work to do.
But
we have some more people booked today.
One other thing I was going to say, like, y'all have whiskey and wine tastings. Y'all have moms and mimosas. Y'all do things for veterans. Y'all do things for healthcare heroes, teachers, appreciation week.
Even like, the students for the summer.
The students for the summer, kids camp.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing they don't do up here.
Yeah. And cornhole starting on June the 4th, by
June
the
4th?
Yeah, every Thursday we'll start cornhole here at 7 o'clock. Be here or be square.
Be there or be square. Get, if you're ready to bang, Bangers Pickleball, 6787 Snowden Lane. And again, for people in around my hood, if you ain't from here, around here, you ain't from my hood. Right down Getwell Road. Goodman, take a left. First right, and bang, Bangers Pickleball is right there. That's everybody right. Make sure when you come, though, always dink responsibly. Mm-hmm. And when you do dink, drink Tito's, man, because when life hands me lemons, I don't freak out, I don't fret, I don't stress. I just make a lemon drop, make sure it's with the best. Always Tito's handmade vodka. Ashley, thank you so much.
Yes, thank
and
you.
I appreciate you bringing me down here.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you came by.
You have a good one,
you
dear.
You too.
That is my girl, Ash, and I'm going to tell you right now, she can put on any type of event. If you're a corporate sponsor, if you're a business owner, if you have any ideas, come over here, run it by Ashley. She's going to take care of you. And the owners, Mary, Ricky, Scott, they all take care of business constantly, and they have made something that is oh so special. Now, my kinfolk, James Harden, I got a better beard. Just a little grayer. And seems like I played better in game sixes and seven throughout his entire career. Can he erase that tonight with a big victory? That's the thing that I want to know. Hit me up at the Sissy's Log Cabin text and listener line where life's too short for ordinary jewelry. Is this going to be a James Harden, I'm going to get that monkey off my back, where I fail in game six and game seven? Because my neck, my back. It always hurts, like, you know what, because he's always hanging out with the baby and little baby, and he got fat, and he's real good in game one and two and three, and then he runs out of gas.
You know what?
He's got a big what?
What's messed up about it is, like, we can't even bank on him starting out good as being a good sign. It's like if he started out on fire 15 in the first quarter or whatever, that don't mean it's going to roll like that the rest of the night with him. That's the tricky part of
it. That is a fact, but man, having Spider-Man there, don't you feel like Spidey, like with one go?
It makes it a little bit
It's amazing to think about two guards who are, you know, who score for first guards, who are ISO guards as well.
Right, right.
Be able to mix, but man, when you mix them with like Evan Mobley and Jared Allen, who are two twin towers who don't need the ball, they're not going to be sitting there breaking you down off the dribble. They're going to play defense. They're going to grab boards,
right.
And Mobley can make shots. That is true. So I don't know, man.
I'm banking on this, John. Cleveland will not have a 19-point second half. In an 11-point fourth quarter or whatever Orlando did a couple weeks ago.
Right.
I'm telling you, I agree. Jared, go.
I wanted to ask y'all, what with Bickerstaff's adjustments and last game with the fourth quarter with Jalen Durham, what do y'all see his performance for tonight? Do y'all see
I see his ass
again?
Getting fired after tonight.
Wow. You talking about JB getting fired?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nah. Yes, like the Pistons coach?
Right after he went coach of the year, huh? I like it. I don't, but. You know.
I mean, I'm not necessarily saying, and it's not necessarily because I'm calling for his job, because, again, this guy's done the best he can. I have to say, maybe you hit their. I don't know, man. Why'd you draft Cade and then Jaden Ivey? Ivey, where are you at, man? Crazy as Cooter Brown somewhere. Like, Cade Cunningham is a machine. But he's the only offensive machine. We found out Jalen Duren is really – he looks like a Greek goddess, and he is one during the regular season. But when you post him up in the postseason and you get him up there with his Eskimo brother, Wendell Carter, he bends and folds because of Angel Reese. Like, I don't know, man. Tobias Harris, is he going to be on? Is he going to be off? He's had his absolutely best playoff series of his career and his life, but do you trust him? Asur Thomas couldn't shoot to save his life. I guarantee you, if he had a shot to save his life, he'd miss it and be dead. And then, of course, Duncan Robinson, bro. I hate to say it, dude. He looks like more like Ryan White than 6'5".
He looks like a 33-year-old dude that's struggling to hang on and trying to find a shot.
Yeah, and if his shot not on, you don't need Duncan Robinson on the court. That's how it's been looking.
He looked like a victim, if you know what I'm saying. But you know Ryan White, Jared.
I don't even know if he's back tonight, though, because he had a bad back in game five. So.
Oh, yeah, he's banged up, isn't he? Oh, great, so I get a little bit of – wait, so LeVert's hurt? Kevin Herter's hurt?
They just Duncan ain't playing Robinson's Kevin Herter, I don't think.
Is Kevin Herter hurt? Just ain't playing his ass?
I don't think they just – yeah.
So they're going to have Dennis Jenkins.
Same way they're not playing Ron Holland, though. They ain't been playing Ron Holland all series for the most part.
So I'm going to get to watch Dennis again think he's Steph Curry and throw up, what, man, six, Dennis seven
man,
bricks?
I'm going to fall back up off that JUCO boy that finally got him a playoff start and finally got him a standard contract. He's shooting everything.
It says Herder is day-to-day.
He probably should be at the point, though, and move Cade over to the two and just operate like that.
Duncan.
Well, me and you talked about it this week. We need to eventually get Cade, I think, a real point guard so he doesn't have to do everything.
Yeah. Yeah, Duncan, Herder, and LeVert are all day-to-day.
Okay. Yeah, that might be the – not that it's so much as that they being killed with them being day-to-day. It's just
Yo, babe, I need to borrow $5,000.
The attrition is probably catching up with the Pistons right about now.
Yeah. Yep. And when you don't have another person to
him
slow the ball down and create their own offense like Cade, you run into problems like these where you got to push your pace and things of that nature. You got to rely heavily on your defense to push the pressure and things of that nature. And it's not like football. You don't have a team for defense and a team for offense. It's the same team.
And I'm not dissing this man when I say this because he's been fantastic through this playoffs, but that can't be Tobias Harris in that role that you were kind of like that second role of, hey, man, go get us a bucket. That probably you won't fare
well. One reason,
because
he stands in the corner and waits for you to, like, bring on three dudes to kick it out to him to shoot a bucket.
I mean, that's you know, I would take that over him leaning on him trying to create offense off his own bounce.
You would much rather, in this situation with Cade Cunningham, you would much rather have a C.J. McCollum than a Tobias Harris.
Absolutely. That's the one that they really do need. And like I was even saying even before that, we get a younger, healthier version of Caris LeVert. There you go. But it just ain't that no more.
We got to decide on what we're betting on, and I'm going to tell you right now, in my opinion, I am rocking with the Cavs tonight at home. They've not lost a playoff game at home. I don't think they lose to the Pistons tonight.
This is
not going to be James Harden. I think Cavs come out there. They pull out the pimp hand. It gets ugly early. Pistons fold. Cade gets bum rushed by four guys at a time, and Jalen Duren has butterfingers, and the ball just goes through his hands when he has an open dunk and goes out of bounds. Spurs and Timberwolves, we're going to talk about in two shakes, but I just want to say, you know, Bangers Pickleball, where I'm at right now, is basically, in my opinion, the Mercedes-Benz Van Center. Do you know what I mean? It's a step above everybody else. And if you're a worker out there and you need serious vans for serious work, 4430 American Way in Memphis has you. They're the Mid-South source for cargo vans, passenger vans, crew vans, custom vans. Plus, they can get you one van, two vans, three vans, a fleet of vans, a new van, a used van, a blue van, a green van. You can get it all, man. And they also are going to keep you on the road because they have certified techs. They have fast maintenance, always repairs in and out, and the largest parts inventory in the Mid-South. Mercedes-Benz Van Center is your Sprinter Van headquarters. 901-237-9302 or SprinterVans.com. Mercedes-Benz Van Center, part of the Tag Truck Center family, driven to keep you on the road, baby. Now, driven to keep you, like, keep me on the road so I can bring my ass down, get well, take a left on Goodland, go right, and then bing, bang, boom, I'm at Bangers Pickleball because I'm ready to bang. Bangers Pickleball has it all, 6787 Snowden Lane. Last game, it is not the least one, Spurs, Timberwolves. It is game number six. Do the Timberwolves send it back to San Antonio? Are we all going to be free on Sunday?
I want to believe that their playoff experience will help them get back to San Antonio and they'll flatten out. But I also want to believe that this young Spurs team is going to take another step in their continued growth right before our very eyes. Let's go Spurs 5.5.
Yeah, I got Spurs.
All right, here's – okay, gentlemen, here's the thing. We need one team to win so we have a game on Sunday.
We will have a game on Sunday. It will be either game one of the Eastern Conference or Western Conference Finals.
No, I didn't think that started till Monday.
Well, one will start Sunday, another will start Monday, or the one will start Monday and another will start Tuesday. Now, if you're going to force me to pick a game seven.
I'm just telling you, right now, we have no basketball on Saturday. We have no basketball scheduled for Sunday.
Right.
None.
We have none. Okay.
Well, if the Pistons can beat the Cavaliers, then they would force a Game 7. And if the Timberwolves can beat the Spurs, they would force a Game 7. If they don't, we're going to be sitting at home. Actually, I'm going to be down here at Bangers Pickleball all weekend, 6787 Stone Lane in South Haven, Mississippi, baby.
There you go.
Let's bang. Gentleman, man, Jared, thank you. J-Ham, thank you. Darian Newsom, man, I appreciate everything. Appreciate the good work. I appreciate the good week, and a big thanks. Oh, my gosh, one other thing, man. If y'all want some amazing cookies, holy moly. It's Abby Cadavis. It's the best baking goods. It is right across the street from Banger's Pickleball. My girl Tracy brought these bad boys. They're unbelievable. Get out of here, peeps. That's my time.
Hub 901 app for instant access to Sports 56 and all the Flynn Broadcasting stations from anywhere. Go to the App Store and get the Hub 901 app today.